Okay, kol mishu zohir be'avidas Hashem yizbarach b'leiv shalim, hi akoyach b'yadu l'yishamim v'yitzahara, shu koyach amavis. Someone who serves Hashem with his full, complete heart, he's going to have the energy to protect himself from the yitzahara, which is the power of death. V'lo yinimtza b'yadu klal, ala koyach amavis yinimtza b'yadu. Wow. You won't be under the jurisdiction of the malach of death. Fakert, you will take control of it. Not sure what that means. We find Chachamim that the Malach Mavis befriended them. He used to host the Malach Mavis. Shemoimer, was able to get the Malach Mavis knife. What does it mean? He got his knife. He has a knife. The koyach of the Malach Mavis to kill was taken away from him and given to Rabbi Yeshua. Actually, a koyach biyad Malach Mavis l'hamis. Because Baruch had to tell him, give it back to him to come its directly the briyasa, because the world needs the Malach Mavis' job. If not for Akash Baruch telling him to give it back, it was up to Yeshua and Levi. He could have had the koyach of death in his hands, and no one would die anymore. They're all the same. So once a person is totally dedicated to Avodas Hashem and he's overpowering his own desires to the extent that it's totally in control, so then that means that the Yetzirah, which is the Malach Mavis, is in his control. Wow.
I would have thought that would just be okay to him.
Like a personal thing. Yeah, maybe yeah. Maybe he can't kill you. In future, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will totally abolish him. She's Malam Aves, who's the Amar Navi, Ves Hatzefaini Archik, the hidden one. I will distance me aleichem. Vidachte v'al Eretz Yisrael, and I'll send him out to the wilderness, to Shemama, to this desolate place. As Panav Elayam, he's going to face Hayam Hakadmoni, the Eastern Sea. V'seif Elayam Achroim, and his end. I don't know what that means. His end. But Panav Elayam Hakadmoni, and Seif Elayam Achroim. I don't know if that's the Atlantic. His smoke will go up and his stench will rise because of all the bad things they did. Who's this Tzafaini? That's the Yitzhara that's hiding in the heart of man. What does it mean? He's hiding in the heart of man. He convinces you that it's you. I'll push him off to this wilderness, this desolate place. I'll put him in a place where he can't challenge anybody anymore. Oh, his face was originally to the east. And that refers to the base of Mikdash. And he brought it down. His smoke and stench will go up. It's interesting, that's called his smoke and his stench. He lets go of the stench of the world, I guess. So he's like, V'Allah, the Goyim. And Fakert, all he does is he targets Klai Yisrael, the Shishana Bein HaKoyim. Somebody who slaughters his Yetzara. And he says, it's as if he's honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both worlds. Someone that slaughters, Taida, and he admits, he confesses, he's honoring me. And the one that places the derech, he will see the salvation of Hashem. Somebody that assesses his ways, he makes a cheshbon nefesh. Okay, so if you take control of the Yitzhara entirely, you also are taking control of death. Pretty powerful stuff. Let's start the next sigil. Keep it away. Cuff. Nice cuff. But doesn't explain what is the form of covering. We should learn kavod of your own parent to the kavod to the original parent of the whole world, the Eibishter. She is Chubay Nachi Hashem Lekecha. Ve'oimer ve'yoimer ha'kasuv k'shem shivitzicha v'chvoidi tchila. Just like I commanded you to honor me first. kenen ge btsavge ge khvayda avi khvi mekha shein shutrim im btsira sakha the mamas go together they go hand in hand khvayda shem and khvayda the parents we're all your manufacturers honor your sponsor ubaloyim a kishem zavge avi rishon is barach shi yoyde bim tsiyu so you have to admit that Hashem exists and he's the power. You have to admit, number one, that they are your parents. It's okay. And that they are, I guess, a powerful force in your life. Not to deny him. It is. To claim that someone else is your father. That's a chutzpah. Don't call your shvar your father. Look at James, his gear. And don't serve him. That's how he's titling Lashav. Don't serve him for Kavod or for Yerusha. I don't know what the connection is with that. Okay, keep it up, Ain.